Welcome to Her Art Podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. In our sixth episode, we will talk about Olga Rozanova, one of the few women attached to movements such as Kubo Futurism and Suprematism. My name is Nata Andreu, and I'm going to tell you seven curious facts that you didn't know about an exemplary artist of her era. By bringing her individual theories about spiritual energy and color interaction to bear on those movements, resulting in a unique and emotionally dynamic body of work. It will be amazing if you could join me for the 17th session of my weekend study group project this Sunday, June 23rd, at the National Art Museum in Chisinau. We will watch an amazing movie based on the life of the French painter Serafine de Senti. Curious fact number one. Olga Rozanova was born in a small town about 100 kilometers east of Moscow. Her father, Vladimir Yakovlevich Rozanov, was a district police officer, while her mother, Elizaveta Vasilievna Rozanova, was the daughter of an Orthodox priest educated to a high level for women of her generation. Olga was the couple's fifth child. At 17 years old, Rozanova loses her father, leaving Olga's mother as the head of the household. Rozanova studies at the Vladimir Women's Gymnasium for 8 years before leaving her hometown to train as a painter in Moscow, where her brother was already based as a law student. Curious fact number two. Little is known for certain about Rozanova's early artistic education, but she definitely trained in private art school in St. Petersburg in Moscow, working under the tutelage of the realist painter Nikolai Ulyanov. The critic Nina Gurianova notes that Rozanova's early works are primarily distinguished by the artist's unusual approach to the model, whereby Rozanova brings into each drawing an individual, personal element of portraiture, indicating on every page not only the exact date, but also the name of the model, often in a friendly, diminutive nickname. Curious fact number three. The aesthetic of Rozanova's middle period is a striking example of what is now known as Kubo Futurism, a term for various painting styles developed in Russia during the early 1910s, which combined the ideas and techniques of French Cubism with a range of native influences and later the influence of Italian Futurism. Kubo Futurism is often referred to as one of the staging posts on Kazimir Malevich's journey toward the Suprematism style, achieved with his Black Square of 1915, itself based on a 1913 curtain design from the Kubo Futurist opera, Victory Over the Sun. But if works like Malevich wear the influence of Cubism on their sleeve, Rozanova's Kubo Futurism aesthetic was unusual in its relative lack of reliance on French models and for its unique affinity with contemporary Italian painting. Hey, please don't forget that every day of the month you can participate in our giveaway. Post an artwork created by a female artist, tag her art on Instagram or Facebook, and we'll reward you with wall art and feminist stickers. Don't worry if you live abroad, I will mail everything to you. So let me know who's your favorite female artist. Let's make social media our own art gallery. Curious fact number four. Rozanova exhibited at the so-called last Futurist exhibition held in St. Petersburg in 1915, where Kazimir Malevich's Black Square made its debut, writing to the Russian poet Alexei Kruchenyk after the exhibition. Rozanova declared that her collages had been the uncredited inspiration for Malevich's suprematist style, which she described as entirely based on my paste-ons, a combination of planes, lines, discs, especially discs, and no incorporation whatsoever of real objects. And after all that, this scum hide my name. Oh girl, I would have definitely cursed him out for this. Despite the tone of this letter, Malevich and Rozanova were said to have enjoyed a close and productive professional relationship, Rozanova acting as Malevich's secretary while he worked on his unrealized magazine project, Supremus. What a toxic relationship, ladies and gentlemen. When we often tend to focus on others, letting them influence our lives so much that we easily let them steal from our ideas, calling it inspiration. Malevich and Rozanova were often seen as working along the same stylistic path, but Rozanova's interest in color set the suprematist work of her later years apart from Malevich's. During 1916 and 1917, she worked on a theory called the Tsvetopis, involving what she called a transfigured color scheme. This represented Rozanova's most concerted attempt to distance her aesthetics from Malevich's and to establish her own place in relation to the suprematist aesthetic of the time. Roughly meaning color painting, the idea of Tsvetopis reflected Rozanova's belief in the primacy of color and color effect in the composition and activation of the painting surface. Curious fact number 5. Following the Russian Revolution of 1917, Rozanova became involved in political activism and helped to establish the Bolshevik art schools intended to extend artistic education and training to the worker and peasant classes, which Rozanova saw as reviving the role of the traditional Russian craft workshop. She was also at the center of debates between suprematists and constructivists in post-revolutionary Russia as to which style should define the new artistic culture of the USSR. In the midst of all this activity, on November 8, 1918, Olga Rozanova died at the age of 32 from diphtheria, contracted while she was working on converting Tushino Airport into a domestic architectural space, a project intended to mark the first anniversary of the October Revolution. Curious fact number 6. Art historian Nina Gurianova describes Olga Rozanova's art as so whole and unique that it defines all attempts to enclose it within the bounds of any single tendency or group. Traversing various of the styles and aesthetic groupings which went into making up early 20th century Russian avant-garde aesthetics, her brief career and its untimely end, Gurianova suggests, represents the fate of the early Russian avant-garde in miniature. The critic Charlotte Douglas notes that Rozanova's oeuvre was exemplary of its epoch in extending into applied and decorative arts. She also received particular acclaim for her designs for books by poets such as Velimir Khlebnikov and Alexei Krucheniuk. Curious fact number 7. But although Rozanova was an important figure in the Russian avant-garde, one of the Amazons of early 20th century Russian art, according to Kubo Futurism poet Benedikt Lifshitz, her work was received little sustained critical attention except in Russian language publications. This relative neglect stands in striking contrast to the reception of her work amongst her peers such as Alexander Rodchenko. Other contemporaries described Rozanova's art as full of diversity and promise, while a post-mortem 1919 exhibition was visited by 7,000 people, with the art historian Abram Efros either contributing catalog essays or writing favorable reviews. Efros' article, actually published in 1919 and republished in 1930, remained the definitive scholarly text on Rozanova until the 1970s. Even the writing on Rozanova that began to appear after that point was often riddled with factual errors and inconsistencies, but a more recent generation of critics such as Gurianova has helped to bring Rozanova's life and work back from obscurity to some extent. Thank you so much for listening to the sixth episode of her art podcast, a project for art lovers, especially art created by women. If you want to follow more of what we do, find us on Facebook and Instagram. Tune in next month when I'm going to tell you about Frida Kahlo, the artist that never painted dreams, just a reality. See you later.